وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أستاذ فضيل حفظك الله. أخي بارك الله فيك. Regarding this brother and his situation, in a situation like that, which he doesn't have people to help, you understand, he has family, his family. This situation happened a lot, but in our traditional, in our custom, it doesn't matter either in Yemen or in Malaysia or others, usually the families they help, your family, his family, especially in situation like that, Ramadan, and barakah time, and it's only small period, so we need the support for it. But let us say that the brother, he have no one to support him, and he have only his wife, and his wife have only him, and his children in this situation, and she's really weak until she cannot stand and help, and he need her help. خلاص يا أخي لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. What can he do? First thing, if this is not you, like you said to me, and like I described for you, there's no way for some people from outside to enter and to support. Like her mother come and stayed with her, like his mother come stay with them to help them regarding this matter. There is nothing like that. Here, yes, my dear brother, if it's like that, I tell you, number one, you must realize that you are in a worship. You are in a worship of supporting your wife, helping your wife, take care of the heart, take care of the children. This is self-ibadah. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام خيركم خيركم لأهلي. But fix your attention. Make your attention. You're doing this to be a good man and a good servant to Allah Azza wa Jalla by taking care of your family. And your family, you must understand that. They must appreciate you because you're doing her part of a job. You understand? Take care of the house, take care of the children, take care of the food, washing clothes. This is the woman's job, not the man's job. But you are doing that out of being good to your wife. She needs to understand that from her husband, so she appreciate him. Then after that, my dear brother, so first thing, you fix your niyyah, because this can tend to be a ibadah, a pure reward for you. This is number one. Number two, during doing this kind of things, turn on the Qur'an, ya akhi. Listening to Kitab Allah Ta'ala. Practice have different ibadat. Our religion full of different ibadat. Here I give you a fa'idah, my dear brother. Do you know why in Islam we have different kind of ibadat? We have pray. We have fard pray, nafl pray. We have pray in the day, pray in the night. Then we have long prayer and short prayer. And we have this prayer and that prayer. Why? You know why? These two so different type of people. Have those people, they cannot do a lot of nafl in the day, so they can't do in the night. Have those people, they cannot do it in the night, they can do it in the day. You understand? We have fasting. We have fard fasting, nafl fasting. Why is it like that? It's to suit all kind of type of people, because they are in different situations. Same thing hajj, same thing zakah, same thing jihad, same thing all kind of ibadat, sadaqat, dhikr, until dhikr. So we have different ibadat, my dear brother. So don't restrict yourself in regarding toward one kind of ibadah. You have many. You have dhikr, akhi. When you do, when you walk in the house and this and that, do your best to mention the name of Allah Ta'ala. This is a great reward itself. A great reward itself. The dhikr is the lightest ibadah that we have, and one of the greatest reward that you can get. Memorize some kind of adhkar, tasbih, istighfar, qiraatul Qur'an, listening to Qur'an. All this is ibadah, mashallah. So don't feel sad, my dear brother. Have the religion is perfect. Don't worry, he will give you a lot of solutions. You understand? Same thing, ya akhi. Your wife also help you. Whenever you could find up to before you sleep, pray. You can pray before you sleep. Pray when you are carrying your daughter. You understand? The Prophet ﷺ did it. Carry your daughter and pray in the night before you sleep. It's Qiyamul Layl. Even one rak'ah. You can pray from 11 rak'ah to one rak'ah. Ease. Don't worry, the hajj bring ease. Simple. You understand? It's difficult for those who Allah make it difficult for them because they don't have barakah and they don't have tawfiq and guidance from Allah. Otherwise, our religion is easy and perfect. Don't worry. You understand? When you go to fard, brothers, when you go to pray in the masjid and meet your brothers in the fard prayer, in the obligate prayer, meet your brothers, meet them, ask them for dua, do istighfar with them, learn something light if you could, bring your daughter with you. In our religion, possible for you to bring your children to the masjid, even if they cannot pray, even if they cannot take wudu. You understand? So it's khair, don't worry, all ease, have every, wherever is a hardship, the hardship bring ease. يقول السعدي رحمه الله تعالى ولا واجب بالاقتدار ولا محرم مع اضطراري. This is our religion. فهمت؟ وكل محظور مع الضرورة بقدر ما تحتاجه الضرورة. Is our religion perfect؟ ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر؟ I hope my brother, you understand my point. حفظك الله.